Welcome to Time with Abba, the Passion Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is February 7th, Friday, 2020, day 38. Today's topic, give me oil in my lamp to keep me burning. Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 21 verses 8 to 13, Exodus chapter 26 verse 1 to chapter 27 verse 21, Matthew chapter 25 verses 1 to 13, Proverbs 8, verses 1 to 11. Today's main passage, Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 to 13. At that time, the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Five of them were foolish and five were wise. The foolish ones took their lamps but did not take any oil with them. The wise ones, however, took oil in jars along with their lamps. The bridegroom was a long time in coming, and they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight, the cry rang out, "Here's the bridegroom, come out to meet him." Then all the virgins woke up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil. Our lamps are going out." "No," they replied, "there may not be enough for both us and you. Instead, go to those who sell oil and buy some for yourselves." But while they were on their way to buy the oil, the bridegroom arrived. The virgins who were ready went in with him to the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later, the others also came. "Lord, Lord," they said, "open the door for us." But he replied, "Truly I tell you, I don't know you. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour." Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to him. My listening. The topic I received today from Jesus is, give me oil in my lamp to keep me burning. This morning, when I was scribing the Time with Abba passages, the Holy Spirit filled me with a long-forgotten song, which I sang frequently when I was in my primary and high school years. Give me oil in my lamp to keep me burning. Give me oil in my lamp, I pray. Give me oil in my lamp to keep me burning. Keep me burning till the break of day. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of kings. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King. Wow, yeah, I remember Reverend Dr. Paul Ng, the founder of Wedlock Day, said during one of his talks in a Wedlock Day some years ago in Vancouver, why the five wise virgins does not have oil to give to the five foolish virgins when they know that the bridegroom arrives. He said, because oil is actually the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and anointing is relationship. Relationship cannot borrow to other people. It is our relationship with Jesus. When we have this relationship, the Holy Spirit will pour down the anointing to us, and that is the oil, and we can shine as bright as a lamp. May you walk with Jesus each day to experience Jesus is Lord, so that you can have the anointing of the Holy Spirit, that you can shine as bright as a lamp. Let us pray. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Fill us and pour down your fresh anointing on us, that we can shine as bright as a lamp to glorify Jesus Christ our Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, do you have oil that your lamp can shine? Number two, what is your next step for this to happen? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.